This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. I'm so excited for this hour because we're going to talk about everything from how Oprah's stupid and Venezuelan people and that idiot lost his career at Ford and Gavin Newsom's in trouble. I just can't get the smile off my face. And then we have to go eat vibes at the restaurant with Corey and Chris and everything else. But I'm going to start here because I teased it, so let's go ahead and start here. Hey, Jesse, I'm kind of ticked off at the Venezuelan people. The people in Iran are risking their lives protesting their evil dictatorship with only implicit support from the U.S. Where is the uprising in Venezuela? Even with the explicit support from the U.S., all I hear are crickets. All right. That's fair. I understand what you're saying, and I've thought things like that. I've had those thoughts go through my head, but I wanted to explain something because I think it's applicable to us here in the United States of America. It certainly was under the Biden regime. This is going to apply to all peoples. Different peoples get to different places at different times. For instance, I'll use this as an example, COVID. When did you know that stopping an economy was a dumb idea? If you're being honest, you don't have to tell me. When did you know? Did you know right away? The second they suggested it, did you say, no, you can't do that? Not many did. Okay, so if that wasn't you, were you 2 weeks out? A week out? A month out? Maybe it took you a year? Does that make you dumb? Bad? No. Different people arrive at the appropriate conclusion in their own time. In their own time. And they've gone through different things. If we have to make a comparison, and I really, they're two totally different sets of people with different sets of culture. In Iran, they've been suffering under 50 years of abuse. Remember, the Shah went down in 1979, so that's almost 50 years, 45 years of abuse, 46 years of abuse. In Venezuela, the Venezuelan people chose Hugo Chavez. Yes, Maduro took over for Chavez, and then Maduro stole elections. Even the Biden administration admitted he stole the last election. So let's not blame them for Maduro, but the Venezuelan people chose Hugo Chavez. Yes, they've suffered all kinds of abuse, and they're starving, and they've watched their super wealthy country descend into a communist dump like all communist countries do. But it's still fresher for them than it is for Iran. I will also say this. Don't ever hesitate to put yourself in someone else's shoes. I know that's an old cliche way to say things, but let me ask you something. Have you ever put something on social media criticizing Democrats in the government? I sit here almost every single day and I blast the FBI, both barrels. This is a federal law enforcement agency that has the power to destroy my life and your life. They'll cook up a crime, frame you for a crime, smear your reputation. Even if you get off scot-free without going to prison, you're flat broke, busted, and everyone hates your guts. But you know what's not going to happen to me? They're not going to kick in the door of my house tonight at 2 a.m., and drag me out and fire a bullet in the back of my head and throw me in a ditch. And that's after torturing me for a few hours to find out how many friends I've collaborated with. Yes, we are corrupt in this country. There's no question about it. But that's how other people in other countries live. I would invite you to go look up the torture chamber prison that is in downtown Caracas. They didn't even hide it. It's not hiding out in the woods. You know, they didn't stash it. It's not some concrete jungle thing that's buried that nobody knows about. Everyone knows about it. You know what it actually reminds me of? Have you ever read the book Rampage? If you haven't read the book Rampage, I would recommend it. It's one of those book recommendations. All right, that's twice I said it. I have to do it one more time, Chris, so no one emails me and asks. The book's name is Rampage. Rampage. Rampage is a fantastic history book about the Philippines. And not just about the fall of the Philippines. It's more about the Japanese occupation of the Philippines during World War II and our efforts and ultimately successful efforts to take back the Philippines in World War II. There's all kinds of stuff to it, fascinating stuff, wonderful stuff. I'd recommend it. But one of the things about it was this. During the Japanese occupation, Manila had a prison in it that was a torture chamber prison where you would go and they burned people alive in there all the time. I'll skip over what they did to the women in there. You can use your imagination. It's worse than you can imagine. And they didn't hide that fact. They didn't even want to hide that fact. They wanted the Filipino people to know if you step out of line, or if we even suspect that you know someone who stepped out of line, you're going to die and you're not going to enjoy it. You're going to die and it will not be fast. Now, I've never lived under a regime like that. And you've never lived under a regime like that. But think about the fear you would feel, maybe if not for yourself, maybe you are personally brave. There are people that are that way. All kinds of cops and firefighters and guys who fought in combat and things like that. People are personally brave and will risk their own lives. People who are willing to die for something. Sounds good. What about your daughter? Your son? Because the Japanese, they would do that. They'd take your daughter right in front of you. And you don't want to know where she ends up. They'd take your son. They'd kill your son. Chop his head off right in front of you. Many people are personally brave, but you start threatening those closest to them and they'll break, very understandably. Well, that's how people under these oppressive regimes live. I can blame, and I do blame, the Venezuelan people for being so stupid that they voted for Hugo Chavez back in the day. They voted for a socialist back in the day and turned their wealthy country into a disaster. Yes, they have to own that. There's no question about that. It's hard for me to criticize the Iranian people, the Venezuelan people, people anywhere across the globe, when I personally, I don't have to risk that. I can sit here for 4 years when Joe Biden was president of the United States of America. That's a big deal. That's the most powerful office in the world. And yet, 3 hours a day, when I wasn't making fun of Corey's menu choices, for 3 hours a day, I sat here and tore Joe Biden apart. And I lived. And nobody came and kidnapped my wife and took her to a torture chamber. Let's not judge how the other people live, right? Jesse, a stupid and naive question, but I'm just a peon and a multi-community college dropout. In the light of government fraud and unaccountability, how is there no initiative by anyone for a mandate that each state must go through DOGE audit and review? All right. So there's a little of that.
Last week, we announced that I'm creating a brand new division at the Department of Justice, a legal strike force led by a really tough, smart new attorney general for fraud. He's a fantastic young guy. He's so impassioned to do this properly. We intend to imprison any fraudster, politician, or public official involved in these sick plots to loot and pillage our country.
So we're getting some of that. But remember, there is something, sometimes we like it and sometimes we hate it. But let me tell you something, in the end, it's going to really serve us well. Our states, they really are their own country in a lot of ways in this country. Yes, they are united. Yes, we have a federal government and all those things. But that the states govern themselves, that drives you crazy when we're in charge. You like it when they're in charge. In the end, it will be better for us. Trust me on that. All right. We'll get to this moron who gave up his career. What an idiot. These people are nuts. Before we get to that, why don't you give up Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile? You know, there's still, you know what's happening with this Arctic Frost investigation now? Now these senators, now they're going to the cell phone companies that gave your information up, and they're saying, okay, I want names. I want to know whose information you gave to the FBI. That's weird. Maybe I'll look through the article again. I didn't see Pure Talk on that list. Huh. Oh, I guess my cell phone company wouldn't do that. The cell phone company run by a Vietnam veteran. The cell phone company that hires Americans, charges you less. Make the switch. You can switch during the break. Dial #250 and say save now. #250, say save now. Go with the mobile company that doesn't sell you out to the feds. We'll be back.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm reminding you that you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get to this moron at Ford who gave up his career. So I saw a video right before I came on the air. There was a plane, I think it was in Denver. Something caught fire on the plane, a tire or something like that. And they deployed that slide, that huge slide that goes out the side of the plane. And, you know, you've seen people get on that slide. You jump to get on the slide. It's not even like you kind of pussyfoot it. You jump to get on the slide. I want to go on one of those slides. And I would be willing to have a small fire. I don't want anybody hurt. What, Chris? A small fire if it meant I got to go down one of those slides. What, Chris? No, I'm not going to cause the fire, all right? Not right away. But at some point in my life, I feel like I should be able to go down one of those slides. I feel like this should be an option for people. I don't want anyone hurt. Maybe some small damage to the aircraft. Whatever it is, I want to go down the slide. And I don't think that's unreasonable. And it's not just the wee factor of getting to go down the slide. Can you imagine how much fun it would be to tell every person you know until the end of time that you went down the slide? I would tell everybody. I'd tell people who I'd already told the story to, and I would know that I'd already told them the story. And I would say, I'd even act like I was going to be polite. Did I tell you about the time I went down the slide? And if they said yes, I'd be like, no, I don't think I did. And I'd just tell you the story again. I want to go down one of those slides so bad, it's killing me. I watched that video of those people going down, including the brain dead woman who went down face first. And Chris, she's a woman. She doesn't know what she's doing. And I wanted to go down that thing so friggin' bad. The one guy brought us bags. He's not going back. And you know what? You can blame that guy. Chris is mad at that guy. Maybe that's appropriate. Maybe it's not. But you know for a fact, with all the regulations and everything else going on, if you don't bring your carry-on down the slide, it's days before you see that bag again. Maybe he did the right thing. Maybe he did the wrong thing. I'll grab my bag too. I'm not going to help you with yours, Chris. I'm grabbing my bag though. I want to go down that slide. Telling you. Ford suspends a worker who heckled Trump. These freaking morons. We talked about this a little bit last night about how Trump gave the guy the middle finger. The guy was shouting things at Trump, and the guy's been suspended because he's a UAW, United Auto Workers guy. So he probably won't even be fired. Maybe won't even be fired. But who chances that? If you're a UAW worker, you make great money. And those guys have the most ridiculous, over-the-top, gold-plated retirement where they work for, and I don't know what the number of years is now. They're always renegotiating things. But once you hit that number of years, man, you can work at Ford for a while, and then you retire on a beach in Florida with your boat if you want to. You may not be a multi-millionaire, but you're doing just fine the rest of your life. Who risks that to yell something at Donald Trump? I don't even understand how these people think. Even if you hate Donald Trump, even if you hate his freaking guts, who would chance that? Who would chance it? Let's do some emails. Jesse, you're correct that price controls result in shortages, but in the case of credit cards, would it not be a good thing to limit the spread of easy credit? There is an argument to be made that preventing people from falling into abusive credit is a social good. Personally, I'm on the fence. I have nearly 800 credit. I pay off my cards, but it might be better for the welfare of the poor to prevent them from falling into the credit card trap. Oh, I'm not going to push back on you on that. Those, check cashing places, the payday loan places, the places where basically you get an advance on your paycheck and then they take a huge percentage of your paycheck when it actually comes in. I hate that stuff. When I was ranting about putting this cap on credit card fees, don't take that as I want people to jack or to run up credit card fees. Don't take that as a defense of credit card companies or anything like that at all. It's none of those things at all. My point was price controls. Price controls are always an easy sell for a politician. Every single time, 100% of the time. You know why? Well, whatever they're proposing price controls on, it's something that's too expensive. It's something that is burying people financially, something that is putting things out of reach for people. And so when a politician steps up and says, no more, I'm going to lower the prices on this, I'm going to put a cap on how much they can charge, the masses will always cheer for that. And every single time, without exception, the people who cheer for it end up hurt in the end because they come with shortages. Now you can't get it, but that goes to this guy's point. Well, then people won't be able to get credit cards. Okay. But it'll extend beyond credit cards. And I want you to be able to get a credit card if you want a credit card. I think that's a good thing. All right. We have more. Hang on.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So tell you a story, a little brief story. There was a guy I knew. He's in this industry. And he knew a billionaire. I'm not going to tell you who this billionaire is. You would maybe know the name, maybe not, but he knew a billionaire. The guy, the billionaire, was involved with professional sports. But before he got involved in professional sports, he made his billions with one specific industry. Right? You with me? So billionaire makes his billions with one specific industry. All right. Now, this billionaire, my buddy, was, I say going into business with the billionaire, but how it worked was my buddy was the one who knew the business he wanted to start, knew what he wanted to do. The billionaire, he was just the money behind it. He's going to put up the money. My buddy's going to start the business and run the business. The billionaire is obviously hoping to get a return on his investment. All right, you got it. Now, my buddy ran into problems. Many, many, many problems with this business. And we were having a long talk one night about these problems. And I asked him, why? What's the issue? Why do you keep running into problems? And he said, well, that's not his name. It's Bob the billionaire. It's Bob. And I said, why? What's Bob doing? He said, well, Bob has all these ideas. And because it's his money, he wants me to try to implement his ideas. To which I, naive Jesse, said, okay, well, I bet he's got some smart ideas. He's a billionaire. And that's where my buddy gave me the look. And he said, Jesse, many billionaires, not all, but many billionaires, they tried a million things and failed at a million things before they were billionaires. And after they become billionaires, because one thing they tried hit, they'll try a million more things, and almost all of those things fail too. The billionaire, oftentimes, as my buddy explained to me, I'm paraphrasing, he is bold. He's a man willing to take chances, and he's a man who takes enough chances. He rolls the dice enough times that eventually he rolls a double sixes and gets to luxuriate on a yacht the rest of his life. But what it does not do, or what it does not mean, is that guy, he's not intelligent at everything. So if the guy made $1 billion starting car companies across the country, he sells Hondas across the country. That's not what this guy did. He's Mr. Billionaire, Mr. Honda Dealership Billionaire. That doesn't mean he knows how to run a professional sports team. That doesn't mean he knows how to sell stamps. That doesn't mean he knows about the newest internet technology. And the problem is, now that he's a billionaire, he thinks he does. He thinks he does. It's perfectly natural. What do you mean I don't know? I have this army of staffers around me. I have a personal assistant. I flew here on a private jet. Everyone I meet is nice to me and tells me how wonderful and smart I am. I'm a billionaire. It's an exclusive club. I can do anything. But the truth is, at many things, billionaires are morons. They're great at something. Maybe a couple things, but they're morons. Oprah Winfrey. I don't care for Oprah Winfrey because she spent her career luxuriating in America while also complaining that America's racist. I'm so oppressed on my yacht. I'm so tired of that. So I can't stand Oprah Winfrey anyway. I'll admit that. But Oprah Winfrey went on The View. She said this.
Now I understand that if you carry the obesity gene, if that is what you have, that is what makes you overeat. You don't overeat and become obese. Right. Obesity causes you to overeat. Right. Obesity causes you to have all of that food noise.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Eating doesn't make you obese. If you're obese, that's why you eat. But this is exactly what I mean. Oprah is a brilliant media business person. Brilliant. She knows her way around the media world quite well. When to buy, when to sell, what to do, what people are looking for. Brilliant by any measure. But you start leaning on these people for advice on how to do your taxes, and you find out that they're some of the dumbest freaking people on the face of the planet. And the problem with that is, if you tell me I'm dumb at something, like nutrition, that would be a good thing I would be dumb at. You tell me I'm dumb, I don't know nutrition. Well, okay. I have people around me that'll call me dumb all the time. My best friends do. Chris does. Corey does. Wife. My boys will make fun of me when I say or do something stupid. But when you're a billionaire, there's nobody around you to say, hey, billionaire Jesse, that's really dumb. You shouldn't say that anymore because that's dumb. You don't have those people in your life. You've censored those people out of your life. You have a full bank account, more money than you can ever spend, and you think you're brilliant at everything. And you're just not. It's not. Speaking of brilliant, California. You know, we talked forever about how there's no guardrails anymore in these blue states. There's nothing to hold the communists back. Well, California has been pushing hard for a wealth tax. A one-time 5% tax on billionaires. Telling billionaires 5% of your net worth, you're going to stroke a check to the state of California for it. This thing has gained so much momentum. I read something today that the total wealth that has left California is $1 trillion. In case you're wondering, that's half the wealth in California. They had $2 trillion. There's only $1 trillion left. Now Gavin Newsom is having to come out publicly and wash his hands of the whole thing and try to walk the whole thing back. But by now, it's too late. And this is what happens in blue states when there are no limiting principles, when there are no guardrails, when there's nothing to hold you back. Do you have any idea, if you're listening in California right now, how much your life is probably going to get worse because half of the state's wealth already left? Do you think those scumbag communists who run your city or your county or your state are going to be cutting your taxes? Do you think they're going to be cutting the budget? Not a chance at all. To vote for a Democrat in the year 2026 is to vote for endless destruction. All right, one more. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I've got to play it for you again. This exchange between Josh Hawley and the doctor, we occupy separate worlds now. It didn't used to be that way. You could agree on some things and discuss some things, but there's no reasoning with this kind of insanity.
The goal is just the truth. So can men get pregnant?
Again, the reason I paused there is I'm not really sure what the goal of the question is.
The goal is just to establish a biological reality. You just said a moment ago that science and evidence should control, not politics. Absolutely. So let's just test that proposition. Can men get pregnant?
I take care of people with many identities, but
can men get pregnant?
I take care of many women that can get pregnant. I do take care of people that don't identify as women.
Can men get pregnant?
Again, as I'm saying,
let me just remind you what you testified to a moment ago. Science and evidence should control, not politics. Can men get pregnant? You're
totally
a doctor,
agree.
I think.
Science and evidence should guide medicine.
Do science and evidence tell us that men can get pregnant? Biological men, can they get pregnant?
I also think yes-no questions like this are a political tool. And
no, yes-no questions are about the truth, doctor. Let's not make a mockery of this proceeding.
Be careful going to the doctor nowadays. Don't think for a second that moron with the weird voice inflection don't think she's the only one practicing medicine in this country now. Also, Hillary Clinton didn't show up today for her deposition.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton joined her husband in defying a bipartisan lawful congressional subpoena to show up today. So here's the situation. We're going to hold both Clintons in criminal contempt of Congress.
They got to go to prison. GOP. Steve Bannon went to prison for that. Peter Navarro went to prison for that. We cannot operate in a country where Republicans go to prison for doing things and Democrats are allowed to do the same thing, but we get uncomfortable when it comes time to send them to prison. It's got to go to prison. Also, I've made the point before. I can't believe we live in a country where our politicians feel comfortable saying things like
this. The majority of Americans across the country, regardless of political party, know that immigrants from all over the world, Somalia, India, wherever they're from, Latin America, Africa, that immigrants have built this country and make this country what it is today.
The Democrat Party is so broken, they'll stand up in front of the camera and tell you all the time that foreigners built your country. My word. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Somalis built something. That's for sure. It's called the largest fraud network in the United States of America that we know of. Remember, we're just scratching the surface. We haven't gotten to California yet. Everyone's saying that Minnesota is ground zero for all this. Oh, my word. Remember that clip from San Francisco we played?
I did an article that posted today just highlighting one of these organizations in San Francisco, which is supposed to be providing free shots of alcohol to homeless alcoholics. And in 5 years, at $16 million a year, they've served 55 clients.
No, you're making that up. This is tax money, and it buys free shots of booze to street drunks.
Yes. And it's been going on for a number of years. It was an organization that already existed, but they beefed it up during COVID, ostensibly to keep these homeless alcoholics out of emergency rooms.
Well, that sounds good. There's a lot of theft in this country. That's also why you need to get LifeLock, by the way. Don't think that all the theft is in the government. It's online. Did you know the mafia is in on this now? It's where you steal now. You don't run into a bank. When's the last time you heard about a big bank robbery? You don't go in a bank with a mask and a gun. You steal someone's social security number. You steal their address. Your address. The one that's floating around online. Oh, what are they going to do with it? They take out loans in your name. They empty your bank account and they take out loans in your name. And you don't know. You don't even know when your stuff gets leaked without LifeLock. LifeLock monitors it for you. LifeLock's the one that says, hey, you got a problem. LifeLock is also the one, it's probably the best thing they do. I just love this. They have restoration specialists if they get you. And if you're a LifeLock customer, LifeLock will make you whole again, or they give you your money back. Call them. You can save up to 40% in your first year with the promo code Jesse. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse, or you can go to lifelock.com, promo code Jesse. Please call them, all right? Also, this is not why people are obese.
Now I understand that if you carry the obesity gene, if that is what you have, that is what makes you overeat. You don't overeat and become obese. Right. Obesity causes you to overeat.
Right.
Obesity causes you to have all of that food noise.
Oh, I have bad news. You know how we talked about darn tough socks because everyone was recommending darn tough socks? And I told you, I read the emails, but I said we've not looked into it. But you did look into it. And we got email after email after email after email. There's a George Floyd page, inclusion this, diversity that. We suspected, me and Jewish producer Chris were talking about it, based in Vermont. If it's not maple syrup, you should be suspect of anything that comes out of Vermont. And let's be honest, none of it's as good as Mrs. Butterworth's anyway, but that's another story entirely. It's out of Vermont. Bernie Sanders gets elected in Vermont. I'm pretty sure Ben and Jerry's, those dirty commies who used to make ice cream, they were out of Vermont. I was immediately suspect when I heard Vermont. It's probably not a company that we should be giving money to. You do what you do. It's your money. I'm glad they make great socks. I told Jewish producer Chris and producer Corey I was going to get them a pair of socks. I was going to get me a pair of socks. I've now decided I'm only going to get a pair for me. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm joking. I'm not getting any. I'm not getting any, Chris. Gosh.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Washington Post says the FBI searched reporters' home in classified documents probe. Our government is still full of communists who leak classified documents to reporters. Just a heads up. Republican senators subpoena phone companies for the names of those targeted in the Arctic Frost probe. Your cell phone company, if it's not Pure Talk, gave your information to the government. Nearly a third of Canadians believe the U.S. may try to invade Canada. Just a reminder, it's not just Americans who live in a world of make-believe. Plus, Canada, you should be so lucky. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow to do it again. I have to go test out the vibes at the restaurant. That's all.